Detroit, and they was rebuilding, and I believe it was 84, 94, something like that, and we were tied up for 3 hours. You just move.
Yeah.
Just the length of the car. I don't like to get into those things.
No. But what about, say, if you had given your wife a bracelet for a present, and she was just sitting there looking at it, you might say,
well, she's admiring it.
Yeah. Or you might tell her, well, don't just look at it, go ahead and
put it on.
Or what about if you were just sitting on a couch next to somebody and you hadn't even opened your mouth, hadn't said a thing, all of a sudden he says, what'd you say? You might say, me? I said,
nothing. I'm speechless.
And he might say, oh, I thought you said.
He's just trying to start a conversation.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, I said nothing.
Well, what about if you hear something that's really unusual and it shocks you, you might say, my goodness, I never heard of
it. I never heard of that.
Or do you hear people say, I never heard of such things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if somebody asks you how long you've lived here in Berryville, you might say, me, I've
lived here always.
Or talking about horses, you might say, well, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since. In fact, that time I got on, I got bucked off.
Uh-huh.
Or dragged off. Well, we common expression, I got drug off.
Uh-huh.
I got dragged off.
Uh-huh. What about, say, if somebody's trying to find out something from you, you might say, well, I don't know, why don't you go
and see some other party and give you the information you're looking for.
Or sometimes when little boys get angry with each other, they begin to...
They have a fight, or they go scuffing, get rowdy.
Or if I accidentally took a knife and myself...
They stabbed you. Of course, a long time I've heard people say he got stabbed.
Mm-hmm. What about if you were trying to lift a heavy weight, say up on somebody's roof, you might take a block and tackle.
Block and tackle and pull it up.
You ever heard any other word for pull it up, instead of pull it up, maybe?
I believe they used to call a winch for a
winch.
Winch. Of course, that was a handle that they pulled. It operated a whole lot like it. Well, a windlass, you know, on old-time wells, they had a thing out there with a handle on it, they'd roll it up. And then they have a process they call they hoist it up with a gin pole. Maybe they had a horse up there.
What would you say to somebody about 10 o'clock in the daytime when you've been the way of greeting them? You'd say good.
Well, I'd still say good morning. Time for a coffee break.
What would be the latest you would say good morning?
Up until 12 o'clock in the morning.
Or what about the part of the day after morning? What do you call that?
The afternoon.
And after that is?
Up until 8 o'clock in the evening. And of course, now a lot of people use it after 12 o'clock, they call it evening. So a lot of times you have to ask them whether they mean afternoon or evening.
Well, what about when you're leaving somebody in the daytime, what do you say to them?
See you tomorrow and goodbye.
People around here ever say good day?
Yes. Very seldom. You just say, I'll see you. Mm-hmm. Or I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be down tomorrow and goodbye.
What are the names of your meals that you eat? Well, I think you're going
to get me. Yeah, I eat breakfast, lunch, and I call it supper because it's dinner.
Yeah. What about when you're leaving somebody at night? What do you say to
good
them?
Good night.
You'd never say that in greeting somebody at night, would you?
No.
Or say if on the farm you start to work before daylight, you'd say you started to work before.
Well, I'd say I started to work before daylight, before it got light.